Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter. Oh, yes, coming to you today for Time to Talk About It, okay? We will talk about it, yes. Oh, y'all pray for me today. We'll talk about it if I get through this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, but we thank God today for you, 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 and you. Oh, yes, we love you, we love you, we love you. We really love you. Yes, we do. And we pray that you love us, too, enough to call us today at 347-857-3925. And when you call, press the 1 and say, we'd just like to tell you, we thank God for you, we enjoy the service, or whatever you want to say, something like that. Be nice today, okay? Thank you, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thanking you, Father God, for this day, Lord, Father God, how you woke us up, Lord, Father God. God of second chances, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We magnify your name, Lord, Father. Father God, as we come before you, Lord, Father God, giving you all honor, glory, and praise, asking you, Father God, for forgiveness, Lord, Father God, of any sin, Lord, Father God, that we have committed against you, Father, in thought, deeds, and in action, Lord, Father, even grieving the Holy Spirit, Father. We ask you, Father God, for your forgiveness, Lord, Father. And Father God, thank you, Lord, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord, Father. Father God, as I come before you, Lord, Father God, touching and agreeing, Lord, Father God, for all those, Lord, Father God, upon this prayer list, Lord, Father God. Father God, we thanking you right now, Father, for your will, Father God, being done, Lord, Father. We thank you, Father, for your healing power, Lord, Father God, going through and through our bodies, Lord, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for being that healer, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray for those today, Lord, Father God, that are in the hospital, Lord, Father God. Father God, those that are doing chemo, Lord, Father. Those, Father God, that are waiting, Father God, for transplants, Lord, Father God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord, Father God, for working it out for them right now, Lord, Father. Father God, today we pray for Sarah right now, Lord, Father. Praying right now, Lord, Father God, for deliverance, Lord, Father God, of depression right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we come against depression right now. Pull it up from the root cause right now, Lord, Father God, and every tentacles that go along with it, Lord, Father. And cast it out into outer darkness, Lord, Father God. And Father God, we ask you to refresh and refill her mind right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over her mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we pray for those, Father God, that lost loved ones, Lord, Father God. Father God, that are dealing, Lord, Father God, with that loss, Lord, Father. We thank you, Father God, for your comforter, Lord, Father God, reigning in them, Lord, Father God. We continue, Lord, Father God, to pray, Lord, Father God, and ask you, Father God, to give breath, Lord, Father God, strength, Lord, Father God, as well as the rest of his family, Lord, Father God, and the loss of his wife, Lord, Father God. Father God, we ask you for traveling mercies, Lord, Father God, for him, Lord, Father. We also ask for traveling mercies, Father God, for Sid as well, Lord, Father God, as they lay their loved ones to rest, Lord, Father God. Give them strength, Lord, Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to put a shield of protection, Father God, round about them, Lord, Father. Father God, we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we continue to pray, Father God, for Daniel right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, have your way with him, Lord, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we pray, Lord, Father God, continually, Lord, Father God, for Gary Dunkley, Lord, Father God. Father God, we thanking you for the peace, Lord, Father God, to rest within him right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, touch his loved ones right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray today for Elizabeth right now, Lord, Father God. Touch her, Lord, Father God. Continue to strengthen her in your word, Lord, Father God, as she continue to witness, Lord, Father God, to others, Lord, Father. Father God, let her not, Father God, lose that zeal right now, Lord, Father God, for you, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray, Lord, Father God, continually, Lord, Father God, for our leaders, Lord. Father God, continue to give them the strength, Lord, Father God, that they need, Lord, Father God. The protection, Lord, Father God, that they need, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father God, you said we are to pray for our leaders, Father God. Father God, we stand in right now, Lord, Father God, holding our leaders before you, Lord, Father God. Asking you, Father God, to let your warring and minister angels, Father God, stand guard round about them, Lord, Father God. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, how you continue to use them, Lord, Father. Father God, as I pray, Lord, Father God, for my leader today, Lord, Father God, I ask you, Lord, Father God. Father God, touch my apostle, Lord, Father God. Father God, decrease her, Father God, as you increase in her, Father God. Father God, keep her covered, Father God, under the blood, Lord, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, Father God, as she bring forth this word, Lord, Father God. Father God, that someone, Lord, Father God, upon this line today, Lord, Father God, will be touched, Lord, Father God, healed, delivered, set free, Lord, Father God, receive the word, Lord, Father God, that is coming forth, Lord, Father God. Father God, those, Father God, that will be listening at a later date, Lord, Father God, we know, Lord, Father God, is still a right now word, Lord, Father God. Father God, touch them, Lord, Father, and give them, Lord, Father God, that ear, Lord, Father God, to hear, Lord, Father God. And Father God, that heart, Lord, Father God, to receive right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, touch our listeners right now, Lord, Father God. You know what they need, Lord, Father God, and we thanking you, Lord, Father God, for your will being done, Lord, Father. And, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over this airways right now, Lord, Father God, as the word come forth, Lord, Father. Father God, canceling right now all assignment, Lord, Father God, that was sent towards this broadcast or to my leaders, Lord, Father. We render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we say have your way, Lord, Father. Have your way upon this broadcast, Lord, Father God, that is a broadcast like never before, Lord, Father. And, Father God, we continue to give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your name, Lord, Father. And I'm asking you, Lord, Father God, to show up and show out. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. If we miss you, it's because you didn't give us your name. All right, or your prayer request. But we send the prayers to everyone that desire prayer today. We're praying for you, you and you today, and trusting that God will hear you. Remember, call us at 347-857-3925. Give us a call and let us know today. Glory be to God. She's ourselves. Let us know today, glory to God, and that you are listening and that you need us to pray a special prayer for you. And we want to send out a special prayer to our friends, those that are helping the ministry, those that are donating to the ministry, you know, and all of that. We thank God for you. We thank God for what you are doing in the way of helping. Praise God. We just want to let you know that we haven't forgotten. We recognize, okay? All right. We're going to do a little something here today, a little different. Well, it's not different, actually. It's not different. But what it is I'm going to be from time to time, you know, we're going to do in this broadcast, our broadcast is, we don't know when we will do it exactly, but today we want to give you a poem that was written by a good friend, Gladys Hughes. You know, prophetess Gladys Hughes, we should say. But we want to just give you some, and, you know, perhaps as she, you know, put the final things on her book, we trusted some of you may want to get one, okay? And it's beautiful writings, poems that God talked to and be giving to her, okay? And this one we are having today is hope. Some people get high on dope. When we met, I got high on hope. With hope came pure, genuine love sent to me from heaven above, dispatched by a sweet, beautiful, humble dove. Searching for love in all the wrong places, there was peace and kindness in your loving face. Oh, let me mention, my new friend gives me attention. It helps me make it to another dimension. Life was a vapor for me until hope and love opened my eyes to see. This was no deal, this was no meal, just a God-sent angel that was real. Once gripped by fear, until this day, God let me know he was always here. There is no reason to doubt, there is no reason to shout, because God took all the fear out. I trust that you will enjoy this. I trust that you will enjoy that. And from time to time, there's many more that God has blessed her with, many more of poems. And she's allowed me, she gave me the permission that I can read them as I see fit or that, you know, whatever way I want to do it. So I decide to let you in on it. Is that all right? Now, if that's all right, give me a call. Let me know that you appreciate that, huh? Do you want to call? Well, hello, good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise
hello,
the Lord.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
I want to say I'm sending some love for you, and thanks for being in my life.
Thank you, my dear. Are you still celebrating your birthday?
I finished it over the weekend.
You need to go on a little longer. Praise God. So we can, did you save some cake for us? Praise God.
Yeah.
We thank God, sweet lady. We thank God for you, too, for being in our lives. All right. Anybody else? Listen, the line is open now. You can go ahead. You might like that poem from Prophetess Gladys. You might want it. And as we speak, we ask you to pray for her. She's not feeling well at all. Bless the Lord anyway. She's not feeling well. She's just blessing us with her word, okay? And we want to continue to pray for her. All right. You. Come on. You can come on and talk to us today, this morning. Why don't we just have a time, you, to let us know, you know, how you feel or whatever you're going through, you need us to pray for, or, you know, you just want to tell us just what God is doing, has done, or you believe that he is going to do. It would be so nice if you do that today. How about you, Sister Diane? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for just waking me up this morning. I thank God right now, even for my apostle even putting me on the spot, Lord. I thank God for placing her, as well as Pastor Sharon and my church family, in my life. I continue to give God all the honor, glory, and praise for what he is doing, what he have already done, and what he is still doing and continuing to do for me. You know, I just give him all honor, glory, and praise. And ask you to continue, Father God, to touch my apostle, Lord, Father God. Ask you to continue to push me, Lord, Father God, more and more, Lord, Father God, in your word. And listeners, I tell you, I'm so glad to see that smile on her face and seeing that she's having fun, okay? I thank you all, and for those of you all that she's been praying for, oh, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have a woman of God, a leader, just even praying for you. Ain't too many that does. When they say they're praying for you, she is praying for you. So I thank you, Lord, and I thank you, Apostle.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know what? You know, if Jesus came with his joy and he gave me joy, gave you joy, and he said that your joy be full, right? He wants your joy to be full and that it remains, that you don't have it today and it's gone tomorrow. Huh? Come on now, think about it. Now, joy is, you know, unspeakable joy. Joy you don't know about, huh? Now, is everything right in my life? No. There's a lot of things that I have before God. But let me say this to you. I don't let that stop me. Don't you let it stop you, okay? We told you yesterday, the former broadcast, we did speak to you. And it's time for you to make over from being the grumpy, having the grumpies, huh? And everything is misery, you know. And, you know, I know misery loves company, right? Misery loves company. I don't want that kind of company, okay? And if Sister Diane get to looking sad, I have to find some way to perk her up because I'm used to her being gay, not that kind of gay. I mean happy, excuse me, happy. I don't want to use that word, but you know when I said that, I didn't mean that kind of word. You know, bless God, let's correct that. Praise the Lord. Happy person. Well, that's what it's supposed to be. That was happiness to some smarty has changed it to something else, has decided to make the word something else, you know. But I like happy people around me, and it keep me happy, especially young people, don't you? Praise God. I like happy young people around me. I like kids around me. That's how I like little Prophet Nathan. He's always got something into something. Keeps you on your foot. I mean, on your feet. Keeps you up, you know, and he never stops, you know. He go on and on and on. And that just keeps you happy and seeing the things that kids do, you know, especially them little two-year-old kids. They finally invent a whole lot of stuff to make you happy. And I just love it because it does something to me. It makes me laugh, make me feel good, you know, to be around someone like that. And so when she don't, I'll tickle her. You know, I'll say something to make her come out of it. I'll do you like that, too, if you call. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Because I don't like nothing dull. Let me inform those of you that may desire to come in church with us. When you come, I don't like dull services. I don't like nothing bored. Okay? My services are not bored because I serve a live God. And he is what? He put joy in me. Let me tell you, I wasn't named what I was named by accident. Gloria is not an accident. You know why? Because I am gloriously happy. Yes, yes, yes. And guess what? My oldest son was born happy. You know, the boy was laughing ever since he got here, and he's still laughing. Praise God. Don't meet no strangers, you know. Keep something going. Yes, this is what we do. Because, listen, Jesus is in me, and no matter what trials, tribulation, and what comes and who goes, we still maintain our joyfulness. We rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Watch out if I don't start singing here. Hello, hallelujah. Now, I love those poems that Providence Gladys had written, a book full of them. I got a whole book of them. And you know what? Let me tell you one thing. God is moving over here by his powers, by his spirit. Remember we say we will what? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit. Spirit of your mind. What kind of spirit are you walking around with today? I'd like to ask you, what type of spirit are you walking around with today? All right, let me read a little bit. I'm still in the same scriptures, mostly what we were talking about on the previous broadcast. And the 17th verse of the 4th chapter of Ephesians. And it goes that this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. In the vanity of their mind. How are you walking today? I'm still like that. What kind of mindset do you have? Because whatever mindset you are in, that is where you will walk. Do you get it? And God wants to renew that. He really do. He wants to make changes here. And this is the day you to make change. Listen here, whoever birthday, all your birthdays in April, everybody that has a birthday in April, this is your changing time. To change your mindset. Whatever mindset you had that was negative, get rid of it today. It's time for the just make over your thinking. Let's just cover it all up, okay? Cover all that old past stuff up, you see, because what? We're going to read further, let you know what he says here in this same scripture. We're going to go on before we get out of that. We do have Pastor Sharon here with us today, and we're going to let her go forth in quickness here. Praise God. Hallelujah. He say, having the understanding darkness alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. Because of the blindness of their heart. Now, you wonder, did you ever think about your heart had eyes? Have you ever thought about that? Well, your heart works with your mind, does it not? And your mind, what was your eyes conceiving? What are you seeing with your eyes that collaborates with your heart that registers in your mind. And when it does that, then it speaks through your lips. You see where it goes? Everything works together. That's what happened. But now we want it not to be darkened anymore, do we not? We want some light now, don't we? He said, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. They all operate, all of that junk operate with what? Greediness. Because somebody's greedy. All this stuff happens today is because somebody's greedy. Greedy of power, greedy of money, greedy of love, people, and all this controlling spirits. You know, this is what we're talking about, the spirit of your mind. What's going on there? What type of mind do you have? What kind of things are you indulging in? My. And it say, but you have not so learned Christ. In other words, what is the writer telling you? Then you haven't put on Christ, have you? My. See? If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Now, he's telling you what will happen, what do happen, what will happen if you have been taught by Jesus. Okay? If you've been taught the truth, let's put it in this way, the truth of Jesus. Have you? Think about it. Now we give you something to think about. And it goes on to say that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. What your eyes lust after. What your eyes lust after. Did you know you could be in love and not lust? Did you know that? Lord, have mercy. And that's when he said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, we have come to the conclusion that he said that you put off, pull it off, take it off, take it off, whatever evilness, sinful natures you have, and you know what you have. Don't nobody have to tell you what you got. You know what you do. You know what you have. You know that secret thing that you're holding on to. It could be even some hate you be holding on to. You know, I don't like such and such a person. I wish they wouldn't even speak to me and all of this kind of, but they're going to speak to you till you get rid of that, till they pull it, till you pull it off. Okay? He said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, you know, if you pull off that sinful nature that you have, that you've been cotton around all this long time, talking about this just me, you know how we say when we tell you about, well, you know you shouldn't do this here. Well, this just me. What do you do? You do so and so and so. Now, you ain't going to correct nothing because you're too busy trying to look and see what somebody else got and try to pit that with yours. You're comparing notes now, Well, you do so and so and so. Yes, well, maybe God done told me about the so-and-so so that I do. So he told me to tell you about the so-and-so and so you do. Did you get the picture? So therefore, somebody got to renew their mind. Now, I done renewed my mind, and you still hawking on what I done pulled off. You went and found my dirt and old stuff that I done pulled off and threw away. You go and find it, bring it back to compare it with your stuff you are still doing.
Come on now.
And the mind that you still have to do it because you don't want to get rid of it. So you pick up my junk and tried to bring it back to me, which I done already pulled off. And you don't know I pulled it off. I can't tell you unless I not pulled mine off. Come on. You hear what I'm saying? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. See? I've come to that. You haven't. So I'm trying to help you know what I know and to understand what I understand. But you want to fight it. You want to keep holding on to that. You do not want to pull it off. You want to keep on all the old stuff of the past.
Come on now.
Do you not know? Let me just tell you, this is something I've heard from a prophet. It's another prophet. It's not Miss Hughes. But another prophet, the prophet was saying, you know, we even want to go back and bring up and thinking God going to work the same way he did for Moses. They want to open up a Red Sea. Huh? The same way God used to heal in the latter days with all the healing giants that have gone on before, everybody want to pull that up and think God is going to work the same way he did then. Huh? We want to always pull up the past. And many people have heard me say this. You know these scientists, archaeologists, and what have you out there digging holes and going down in the middle of the sea, pulling up Pharaoh and his army and all the people and King Tut and King whoever else. They digging up, trying to find stuff and bringing up here into the now. What are you doing? You are bringing those spirits back that God has shut down. You bringing them back to renew them and get them started all over again. That's all they're doing, and you going along with it. You say, how do you know this? Well, you know, pardon me, I like gold. And so I went to see the exhibit of King Tut. They had on exhibit somewhere there in Fort Lauderdale. I went to see it. And I went to touch it. And some say, don't touch it. And I'm going, well, you know, I just like gold, you know. But, and I say, Lord, what is going on here? What is this? And he began to show me that spirit was in those things that they done drew up from the past.
My God.
So therefore, we now have people with those same type of spirits working around here in the earth because you decided to pull them up. When he told you, let the dead bury the dead, let that dead stuff stay dead, don't go picking it up. Don't you dead along with it. You know, they didn't put the movies on the TV for nothing, the dead walking.
Jesus.
Now, if you want to go to the Bible, you go into the book of Jude, and he'll say, about the walking dead. It tells you about the dead. Huh? You dead and they dead. And you picking up, trying to pull up the dead. Huh? So you got a whole lot of dead folks around, don't you? We'll just leave that alone. Praise God, hallelujah. But anyhow, we talking about renew your mind, the spirit of your mind. This is time now where things are going crazy up all over the world, not just here, everywhere. Things are going crazy. People are going crazy, doing dumb, crazy, out-of-the-way things. The enemy is loose. The devil is loose. All you can tell you know he's loose. You know he done come and he's doing what? Taking over the earth, taking over you. Now, if you're not a praying person, you're going to get taken over. Huh? You're not learning anything because of what? There's an enemy out there don't want the young people to learn, don't want the old people to learn nothing and teach nobody nothing, so they keep them in the past. And they come in the past. Now they want to bring everything in the past on these young people And the generation that God is bringing up, the generation that God is bringing up, you hear right now what is happening. They are trying to corrupt them before they get started. Do you get the picture? You see why we need a makeover? Hmm? You know, you got wrinkles all over. You need a makeover. Huh? That wrinkle, those wrinkles is saying that you're old. You've grown old. Now, we didn't say you're not wise. We just say you have grown old. And you want a makeover because you want to look like something else and somebody else that God ain't called you to be. Is that right? Mm. So you get a makeover. No matter what it takes, through a night or whatever, you want a makeover. Everybody want to look nice. I like to look nice too, you know. But I'd rather for my mind to be renewed in Christ. Do you hear me? I'd rather for my mind to be renewed in Christ. How about you? Huh? I like my mind to be renewed in Christ. I love to have the mind of Christ, see, and not think like you. Because if I thought like you, I would have been dead long time ago because I would want to knock somebody out. Somebody would have shot me. See? Somebody would have. Because, listen, I don't bite my tongue, okay? I just going on and tell you, hey, and don't ask me because I'm going to tell you. I have not learned how not to tell you. Okay? I don't know how to tell you a lie either. It's the truth on me. Yeah, I said it. Somebody say, well, you know she said so-and-so. And they say, well, did you say so-and-so say you said so-and-so? I say, yeah, I did say it. Did they tell you what they said?
Come on. One-sided conversation.
Okay. It wasn't a one-sided conversation, you see. See, because you got people around here will not tell you the truth. They got to cover up something all the time. They're covering up the wrong thing. I thought you were trying to cover up them wrinkles in your face, not them lies in your heart. The pastor say that lie was a wrinkle. Okay, it's a wrinkle inside. All right now, come on, that's why the Lord say no spot or wrinkle, right? Mm-hmm. All right now, we still in the book. We still in the book. Mm-hmm. And it says, and that ye put on the new man. See, now you done took off the old man. He say, put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. We think holiness is clothes. Huh? Well, now, I don't think of these women that go into church these days is not holiness to me. I'm sorry, but that's one time. I'm not a clothes preacher now, but that's one time. I say, Lord, have mercy. You got everything out. You want to look like Hollywood. You want to look like Beyonce when she up there on stage flaunting everything, showing everything. You want to look like that in God's house. Now, I tell you, I don't mind dressing nice. I like to dress nice. And, you know, I like to see people dress nice. But I don't want to see you dress hoish. Huh? I don't want no come as you are that. If you just got off the street prostitute now, I will bring you in. But when I bring you in, I'm going to put some clothes on you. Do you see? Now, that is one exception there, come as you are. But not the saints that come to church. You got a closet or two full of clothes. You come to church half naked. They're so tight till they see your cellulite. Sorry about that, folks. What happened to my... huh? He said, pull off the old and put on the new. Now, Let me tell you, I'll tell the truth on me in a minute. I'm a seamstress, a creative person. I do all of the above and then some. I like to create beauty. When I was in the world, when I made clothes, dresses, I loved to show my back because I thought I had a pretty one. I cut the dress all the way down to the top of my you-know-what. I cut it all the way down so all of my back could be seen. Do you see? Now, that's because I was in that environment. Do you get it? Not in the house of God. Then, oh, hey, ain't no nothing about going to no house of God at that time. All I wanted to do was look fine and show what I got. That was my whole thing to do. And I did it well. Huh? But then, like Paul said, when I came into the house of God, I put away childish things. I put away all those whorish things. I put away the temptating people things. Men. Now, listen, I can't help what women do. I wasn't after them. I was like men. See? That's what I did then. But when I came into church, they did not have to tell me. They did not have to browbeat me about it. I didn't even know the scriptures at the time when I came to God, to Jesus. I didn't know the scriptures. But when I went in there, you know what? I knew the place was holy. And when the place is holy and you look around and you don't see nobody else with everything out, all they front chest out. Let me tell you, they didn't even have the arms out then, and I'm still a little like that. I do not like the top of my arms to be out. I'm a little, you know, paranoid on that. See? But the thing is, when you put off the old man, put him off. Don't go pick him up again. Do you see? And we often do that because if we put off the old man and we don't keep walking with him off, we are not going to ever put on the new man. Do you get how we are? Because we say, oh, you old-fashioned. That's old-fashioned. God never get old-fashioned. He never get old-fashioned. I know they got pictures painted. This is God with the long gray beard and gray hair and all that. How do you know what color hair God got and gray? What do he have gray beard? He is time. So if he's time, he said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same, whatever. That's why Moses could not describe him because he ain't let him see his face. But how you see his face? Do you get it? Okay. Put on the new man. Put on the new man. What is he telling you now? Listen, God has already given you a makeover. Do you get the whole picture here? God himself gave you a makeover. When he told you to come out of darkness into the marvelous light, when he told you to do that, you already got your makeover. See? You ain't got to, it don't need no improvement. The only improvement you will have, you know what the improvement you will have? Only one you're going to have is go higher, better, much better. Then you go much, much better. Do you see how you keep getting better in Christ? Because what you got to do, let me tell you, what does it consist of when you put the new man on? Do you know what it consists of? The 25th verse tell you, wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Why you want to lie to somebody else all the time? Make yourself look good. He told you, be ye angry and sin not. You can get mad. He told you, he give you privilege. He give you that. You can get mad if you want, but don't sin. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, huh? neither give place to the devil. You don't give the devil one inch. But what we do, we give him 2 or 3 miles in our life. He takes residence, up residence in us. Huh? Because we didn't like the makeover God had for us. We didn't want to put on the new man. We didn't want to put on Jesus Christ. We did not want to change our way of thinking. Now, I can go on with this. His same scripture, he says him. These are the things that he's telling you, that once you put on the new man, these things should not be there anymore. He said, let him that stole steal no more. If you's a thief, you ain't going to steal no more. Because you just put on the new man. This is part of your makeup now. You ain't stealing no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hand, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that need it. See, you done stole because you had in need. Now you are laboring and making something so you can give to the next person so he don't steal. Okay? Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Oh, you change your conversation. It became new. Hey, hello, somebody. And he said, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. Oh, gosh, let it be good conversation. Conversation of the gospel, the good news of the gospel is what you should be dispensing everywhere you go in your conversation when you meet people. Let your conversation be holy and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. He sealed you. But look what we do, though. Huh? He sealed us. He said, listen, I got a seal for you to keep you. Huh? But then he said, let all bitterness. See, sometimes we want to hold on to bitterness. We say, well, that ain't nothing. But, you know, it's just he done something or she done something to me. Let me tell you. I've been wrong, so wrong in my life, I can write 2 or 3 books on the wrong that I've been done by men, women, everybody, anybody. But you get what? I read this scripture, let all bitterness, wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Get rid of all of that. I had to get rid of the bitterness. Because, honey, people will make you bitter, hostile, bitter, hateful after a while it stays with you so long you become a very hateful person. I did not want to go to that part, I don't want to go to that far, because all it would do will cause you to get into some deep trouble. So, you got to make your mind over. You got to make your heart over today. You are the one that God has given his own will, given his self-will. Make that choice right now. And it says, the rest of it, and be ye kind one to another. Isn't that something? Mine is M-I-N-D and kind is K-I-N-D. So both of them work together, don't it? You have a very kind mind. And you have a mind to be kind. Come on now. Think about that. And this is why he made it like that. This is why he speaks to us in this way. Tender-hearted. Ain't no tender-hearted, too many tender-hearted people today, is it? People jump off. Just if you say good morning wrong to them. Forgiving one another, and we definitely keep holding on to that. We just won't forgive, will we? And they don't say, will you forgive me and stuff like that? No. And then the other person I say, I forgive you, they won't even say, I forgive you. Somebody say, forgive you. We still carrying the old man around. The new man hasn't even come into being yet with us. And when God has made it plain to you that we should pull off the old man and put on the new man, this is the time to get your makeover. Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Now, he forgave you. Now, you can forgive somebody else. One turn deserves another, does it not? Think about it now. Think about it. Come on. I want you to think about it today. See, you can have a changed mind. Yes, you can. Jesus gave it to you, didn't he? He gave you the power to do what? Have a changed mind. Now, I'm going to read something else. The sixth chapter. No. I done turned the wrong page. Okay. The first chapter of Philippians and the 21st verse. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel. The gospel of who? Christ. For whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, O-N-E, one spirit. One spirit with one mind. Now that's what scripture say. I didn't say that. It wasn't say. One spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. This is what the saints of God needs to make over today, because they need to come together with one spirit and one mind. For the sake of the gospel. There should not be no separation between us because we have denominational titles on our doors, or we have titles on our own being, apostle and all of this here. There should be still one mind and one spirit because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If he made us mind, he told us to be renewed in our mind, then we should be what? Renewed in our mind and in our spirit. This is what we should, and be able to work together regardless of whether you got Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Catholic, Day of Prophecy, or whatever your title of your church is. And instead of all this, I'm the only one holy, and that church over there, they ain't got a hat on, and over here, they lie to women to put on pants, and over here, they got women, and over here, you know, but you don't say nothing about them ones that have changed their gender. You don't say nothing about them ones that are homosexual, but you're going to pick out the dress, the clothes, and the woman preacher. You're going to pick that out so you can talk about it. Now, that's no one mind and one spirit. And you'll say, well, why can't you say it? They're speaking of Jesus, but they're not loosing their sins. They still abound with the old man. Do you get the picture? Because if you claim to be, if you're still being or trying to be, whatever way you want to put it, one of those, you know, in some sex, homosexual acts and whatever, then you have not pulled off the old man yet. He didn't say you can't make it, but you got to take the old man off and put the new man on. You can't stay in what you've been in and say, I was born like this. We all was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. What the Bible said, our mother that conceived us in sin. But that is what happened to us. But you got to still do what? Redress, get made up, take off the old man and put on the new. Come on now. I'm just talking real to you, praise God. Because you know what? The church needs to straighten up. Because there's things coming. The Bible tells us all the things that's coming was a sign to let us know that our redemption is drawing nigh. everything that's happening here, even down to the choosing of who's supposed to be in control, the president, God had to change things to put that into effect to bring all the other things to fruition. He could not bring all these other things in unless he had to change things up at the head. The head changed. So when the head changed, the rest of the people in the body, that's the United States, had to go along with it, went along with it, and what is happening? Now we have what? The redemption drawing now because of things are in effect, because God put them in effect whether we like them or not. Huh? We don't like it, but what can we do? We can argue with God. He's the one put them there. People ain't had nothing to do with it, I told you before. God will switch around there and make everything. It was going just good for this person here. But God was say, this is time now for this foolishness to stop. And it's time for me to shake it and wake it and bake it and take it out of here. So he had to do what? Change everything. When he make a makeover, let me tell you, it's good. I don't care how it may look. May look deformed, retarded, anything you want to call it. But when God want to change things, he know how to change things. He know how to change people. There wasn't nothing Saul could do. He couldn't change Saul to make him somebody else. He had opportunity. Saul had all the opportunity to be different. But he chose to go the way he did. And since he went the way he did, he lost what he had. Are you going to do that today? Are you going to get a makeover? Huh? Are you going to get a makeover right now? It's time for you to get a new mind. Right now. You need to get a new mind. You can call and say, I want to get a new mind. Pray for me to get a new mind. You can call in and say, I want to pray that I get a new mind. Because my mind is just not. In this way, I have bitterness, I have hatred, animosity, jealousy, malice. You have all these things in your mind. I want to do harm to somebody. You know, you put it in that way, but you know it means the same. I can't forgive them for what they did to me and what they did to my family. Forget it. God will take care of all of that. Don't you walk around with the new, with the old man. But it's time now to change and get that new man. Okay? Amen. And I told you I wasn't going to be too long, but we're going to bang a Pastor Sharon there. Here we go.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. Make over, you know, make over. And in the making over is a lot of time the outside looks fine, right? But a possible saying, some of us, we try to do a little cosmetic. Sometimes the building on the outside need a cosmetic makeup, right? Cosmetic little fixing, tweaking here and there. But you know what? And on the inside, if you ever look at the TV show with the makeover with the home, the rooms are too small, the things are outdated, so they have to go in on the inside and take the old carpet out, paint the inside, put new fixture on the inside, and then they don't just work on the outside, but they also work on the inside. So today you're asking God to work on you. Allow the word of God to come inside you to do the work that is needed on the inside. Because sometimes you see people, they look fine on the other, right? They're smiling, they're doing every little thing, they're going on, but you just don't know that they're pressing beyond what they see, how they feel, right? Because they got that with the poem, that hope. Their hope is in Christ Jesus, But on the inside, you have to say, God, make me over. And in your prayer time is when you go before God, or when you're just sitting and you're thinking over all over your life, you just say, God, make me over. I need to be remodeled on the inside. I need some wall to be torn down on the inside. I need to be restoration need to come forth. I need to be refreshed right now in the name of Jesus. I need to be made what? Whole, because you could do everything. Everything still means what? A makeover. You may be broken up in pieces and you need him to make you whole again. You may need him to do what? Surgery on the inside today. So I tell you, you know, the word is really, really, really good today because it lets you know that you got to do something. And according to the woman of God, read Philippians, the first chapter, verse 27. And it was saying, Philippians 4, I believe, 27, it says, 4:27, give me a minute, y'all. 4:27 reads, it says, only let your conversation, 1:27, let your conversation be as it becoming the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your what affair. Whether they're there, whether they're far away, that they may hear of what your affair. That they may hear what's going on. They may what? Hear. And a lot of times we don't pay attention. A lot of times people don't have to be around you, right? They don't have to be around you, but they could be in Fort Lauderdale. And you know how the birds like to carry little tails, you know, or we call it the telephone this day and age, right, y'all? We don't have to text it anymore. We don't have to, what, beeper. Do you know the old thing, the beeper? Now we just use the phone. And it says, well, whether wherever they are, right, whether Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your fear, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And, you know, that scripture is so important. Like it says, it takes more than one person. It takes us, when we look at a puzzle in the store, it's different little pieces, right? The pieces need to be put in places to make something complete. You cannot do one part and the other part undone. So it letting us know that I may hear of your fears that you stand fast in one spirit. If you want to go into relationship, when you get in married, right, it took two people to come in agreement, a proposal. Will you marry me? Yes, I'll marry you. You're coming in agreement, right? And in an agreement, right, you walk, he's standing at the altar, and you walking down the aisle. You're coming into agreement, into oneness, right? Not division, but into a oneness as what? Things going to be what? Better. We're going to work what? Together to accomplish everything God has given us to do. You know, the vision that we have, you know, you do a makeover. You look all pretty. You do make some changes to get to that place. Why? So you're now in oneness of spirit. Why? Because you want to accomplish great things. So your conversation is not what duality, right? But it's oneness. Your conversation is what? All about what Christ called you to do, what God put before you to do. So you're putting away what? The old man, and you're walking into the newness because you no longer belong to yourself, but you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you accepted him in your life as Lord and Savior, you no longer belong to yourself. So you make that choice that I need that what? To be remodeled, to be renovating on the inside. I'm making that change now. I need a makeover. So you change from your old way to walk into the newness what Christ has for you. And then when you start thinking about the word makeover, makeover is you cannot stay in the same place you have been that you have been all your life. You have to make the change. You got to make up in your mind. Someone can try to encourage you and show you the plan and help you along the way. But if your mind, if you say to yourself, I'm going to be just like this, you are going to be just like that. Why? Because no one cannot go against your will. Because God gave us the word today, it was free, what? Will, right? You got to make up in your mind, I want to do something different. I want to make the change. I refuse to continue in the same situation I'm in. I have to get off this merry-go-round. Why? Because it's continue to be a repeat in my life. So if I mean what I say with my mouth and I made up my mind I want that makeover, I got to do something different. If you know certain things cause a conflict, you do what? You say, you know what? Let me change how I do this and how I do that. Why? Because you want to be made over. You don't want to continue in the same old way. Why? You're taking off the old man, putting on the new man, and with Christ Jesus, he'll teach you what you need to do. I tell you, this word is so much on time because I tell you, I've been hearing some stuff. Well, you left us. You did this. You did that. But you know what? God had to make Sharon over. I could not stay in the place I was in. Why? Because I will be still be the same old Sharon, like my fathers, my forefathers, my lineage. But he has to take me out like he took Abraham out to what? To make him over. Why? Because he was predestinated from the foundation of the earth that he was going to be the father of many nations. So even though he came into that lineage, God brought him all out and God was making him over, just like Moses. He was born in the house of Pharaoh, right? For a purpose, right? He was in the right house, but because of the situation going on, he was put in a place where he was in Pharaoh's house. But then things come when things came in his life, and he did not know why he was reacting to the injustice. But you know what? God had it all in his plan for Moses. So Moses went into the wilderness to be made over by God. He had to bring him into that place where he needed him to go, to he can depend on him, that he can know that who created him, that Pharaoh was just not the God of things, but God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the creator of all things. So God made Moses over, right? He had to take out certain things out of Moses. He had to bring him out of the place he's in other words, to bring him into the newness of Christ Jesus. And you cannot hang around the same people and expect a change of makeover on the inside. Why? Because their conversation is still the same. We always learn in school, if you want to be somebody in school, hang around the ones that the smart kids, you know, the brains in the class. You can tell all the brainy people, they all hang together. All the kidders, they all hang together. So today we don't even pay attention to who we pay hang around with. If you hang around someone that have a dream and ambition and they're very zealous for God, you know some of that falls over on you, right? Because you start being what? Zealous too. You start going after the things of God. But if you're around someone that is lukewarm and draggy, you become that too also. So tell God today, I need a makeover on the inside. I need the zeal of Christ to rise up in me. I need the Holy Ghost fire to burn on the inside to me. I need him to pluck or tear down everything that is not of God in me. I need to do what? Be remodeled on the inside. Because when he remodeled you on the inside, when people look, your complexion is pretty much the same. You may look lighter now because the glory of God on the inside that you're showing for, but they're looking at the same you on the outside. But you know what? But they'll recognize the peace of God all around you. They'll notice that you don't answer their foolish folly any longer. Why? Because the Christ in you is being manifested even more. So you tell God, I need to be remodeled on the inside. Because, you know, even in the natural, when they're remodeling a house, they have to go under the ground, right? And sometimes there's a plumbing issue that is not showing. When the inspector come, when they start remodeling it, on the, first of all, when they start remodeling a house, they just say, well, we just need to expand on the room size, right? But then when they start tearing things down, then it starts exposing other things that was there hidden. So we know that when you start going under the ground into the plumbing thing, everything needs to be what? Remodeled, worked on, be fixed, be mended, pluck out, tear down, renew, revamp, whatever the word it is you want to use today, it still means make over. I need to be what? Make over today. I'm broken. I need to be healed. I'm dealing with the issues of my life. I need to be healed today. Why? Because 2018, you told God, I'm stepping out of the box. I am not walking into the same old things all over again. It takes you to make the choice. You got to make your mind up. When you make your mind up, I bet you everyone else starts following. You know, you're in a household. If you decide to change the diet of the house, they either line up to it or starve. Hallelujah. You know what? That is so true. You know what? You know mother's got pulls in the house, right? All right, my ladies. Mother's got pulled. You know what? We changing the diet in this house, right? And when you change it, they'll say, well, I may not I don't like this. I don't like that white sugar. I want that brown sugar. I want that white sugar, right? And you say, well, we changing. Why? Because we need a makeover. We need God to do some healing on the body, on the inside. We need the certain disease to be gone, right? Because even though we say, God say, I am the Lord that healeth, but he also tell you, oh, okay, now start cutting back on this. Change this. Drink more water. Drink some cranberry juice. And you'll say, oh, man, I'll grow up with Kool-Aid. You know, I put some lime, lemon juice in my Kool-Aid. I have a whole bunch of sugar. But he's telling you, just drink water. So it takes you doing what? Changing and making up your mind what you want to do different to bring forth that makeover on the inside. Everything we do now. See, God works not just on the outside. He works on the inside. He works on the inside too, because he sees all things. Nothing is hidden before his eye. So ask him to what? Make you over again. Make you over again. Season your mouth. Season your lips. Oh, my God. Why? Because you know what? We'll be quick to say something slick now. Now, people don't believe that. You know, you can kind of keep at a person for a while. The next thing you know, you heard the slickness come out. Then you'll know, okay, let me back off. Why? Because you're pushing it, your luck too much. But you know what? God wants us to say, Lord, season my lips still, Lord. I need my tongue to be seasoned. We know now it's a deadly thing. It can do a lot of damage. But you ask God to make you over. I belong to you, Jesus. I need you to make me over today. So remember today now, according to Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, verse 7, it says, for God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto what? Holiness. So remember now, you are the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you, God already know our faults. He already know what there is. It is, there is about us. You know why? Because he made you, so he already know everything there is to know about you. So you must just go to him and say, God, I have, this is what's going on with me. Take it to the Lord in prayer. He's the only one that can fix it for you. He's the only one that can work it out. We remember that Elijah, even though he was a great man of God, right, and he called for those forth fire from heaven, he still had other things that he needed to be dealt with. A lot of people say, well, Jezebel bullied him. No, but think about it. Think about the word. Did Jezebel, her words went forth? Yes. And words are powerful? Yes. But there had to be something in Elijah that needed to come up. He needed to go, and while he went into that cave, he was talking to God, right? I'm all by myself. Oh, my. And God had to let him know that, no, you're not all by yourself. So it let me know that we all have something we're dealing with that we have to bring to God. So remember, ask him to make you over again. Make you over again. We all like to be made over, right? I know I do. I like pretty things, too. I do. It cheers me up. It makes me happy. It puts a smile on my face. I tell you, I like changing things around. Why? Because it makes everything brand new all over again. And then it changes the atmosphere all around you. Sometimes try it, y'all. Don't keep your house the same way. Go to the paint store. You don't have any money? Hit the part that people have, I don't want this paint, is an error. It may just be the color you need to do what? To change your atmosphere in your house. You may be looking, the walls may be looking depressing to you and looking dark in the house. Go and get that paint. Repaint the house. Paint the wall. Paint something. Get something bright in there. Open the blind. Let the sunlight of God come right in your there. And you can do what? Start changing your way of thinking again so you can have joy and peace in the Holy Spirit today. So remember now, he has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. So don't allow anything to come and stop the makeover that God has started in your life. You always will have people from your past saying to you, now we're not talking about, we're just talking about the one that said, well, you left me, you did not stick around with us, you abandoned us. But you know what? When God called you and he called you to go forward, you got to obey the voice of the Lord. He's the one that have the heaven and the hell to put you. He's the one that know the future, and he knows your past. He's the one that when he calls you, there's times when you got to let go for and go forward into what he has for you. Why? Because he wants to make over the family. A lot of people don't want to believe that it takes that one person to make the change for the rest of the family to follow. So today, allow God to use you to make over. He making over the family. You say, how is he doing it? You are the greatest example. You are the one they're looking at. They see the change in you, and they say, well, you know what? She don't look the same. She don't act the same. So I want to come on to the side that she is on. So today, remember now, you are the one they're looking at to see what can be different in their life. You know, you want to come out of poverty? We were taught this long time ago, go hit the clearance rack, y'all. There's nothing wrong in hitting the clearance rack. Pick something up and look at it. Or go to the store and just window shop and say, God, show me when it's time for me to go and purchase that. You got to set your mind on something higher. You got to start thinking differently. Stop thinking poverty and lack. Stop thinking I can't do. But with Christ Jesus, you can do all things today. So remember now, your mind need a makeover. So let go and let God today release the people in that that is in your subconscious or your conscious mind. Release them. Say, I release you today. I release every pain. I release my past. I release every hurt. I release every disappointment. Release it today. I release it today. Every bondage, every shackle, I release it right now in the name of Jesus. Why? Because so I can be free to have plenty. I can be free to go forward. I'm releasing those things, those invisible strings that always try to come back to pull me back into that state. But I cut it, I release it, I demolish it right now in the name of Jesus. Why? Because I'm renewing my mind with the word of God today. I'm the head and not the tail today. I'm above and not beneath. And whatever the sole of my feet touch, it belongs to me today. So we're taking it back today and taking back our toil. We're taking back our prosperity. We're taking back the word of God. We're taking back what God has spoken over our life today. I'm taking it back right now in the name of Jesus. Why? Because he told us make over time. You know what? This is a great time to be make over in your mind. So remember today, let go and let God, and just declare it around you today that you are joy today. You got to speak that. You got to command that spirit of depression and oppression to leave you right now in the name of Jesus right now. And then you got to release that joy. You got to release that peace today. Know that God, what God desire for you is all good today. Even when testing come in your life, it is good. Why? See the blessing in everything today. See the blessing today. So remember, look up and live, and know that with God, you can do all things today. For God, what? He loves you today. So be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed today. And know that greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. Say, God, I need remodeling again. Remember that. Tell him you need him to touch you. Tell him today he's right there with you. He's right there waiting to bring you into that place in him today. He's waiting on you today. He's waiting right now. Just lift your hands up now and just speak hallelujah anyhow, because he let you know weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So you make up in your mind that, you know what, your conversation will become the gospel of Christ, and you can walk unity. So be blessed and know that you are greater. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. And we have a urgent request today, and we want to pray before we go out of this broadcast. And it's for Diane Dungey. We call her pastor. Her daughter, I believe it is, that's very ill at this time. Father God, in Jesus' name, God, as we come before you, Lord, once more, we are thanking you for another day and a privilege. But Father God, we have an urgent need that we are crying out to you for at this hour, because you are the healer. You are the great healer, God. You healeth all our diseases. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Pastor Dungey's daughter right now in Jesus' name, God. Oh, Lord, we ask first to, Lord, give her rest in it, God, that her faith message, God, is to be turned in to healing right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God Almighty, in Jesus' name, as your words say that you healeth all our diseases, Father, we ask you to touch her. Lord, bring it to a stop. Cease and desist, devil. Take your hands off of her right now in Jesus' name. We command that the cancer dry up from its root. never to return again. Father, in Jesus' name, show forth your glory in this incident right now. Show forth your glory in all of it, Lord, that thine men and women may come to you through the miracle that is happening within her body, and that she, Lord, will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're real. You're a miracle worker. You can do anything but fail. Father, right now, we cancel that assignment of the devil in Jesus' name, that as she get to the hospital, that everything gonna be all right, and the doctor's not gonna know what has happened. But we know, God, that you will heal. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the blood is against you. You cannot have her. You cannot prevail against her right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for showing up and showing out, Lord, Father. We thank you, Father God, for being that God of second chances, Lord, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the word that came forth, Lord, Father God. Father God, we thanking you for the renewing of our mind, Lord, Father God, the renewing oh, Lord, Father God, all up in you, Father God. We thank you for that makeover, Lord, Father. And as they begin to talk about makeover, makeover, I remember the praise dance, the song that we did, Lord, make me over again. Say, Lord, please hear my cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. And if you listen at the end of the broadcast, where it says, let go and let God. Are we going to allow God today to do that makeover in our life, on the inside? Are we going to let go and let God, or are we going to continue to have it our way? Our way don't work. Allow God to do the makeover in you. Allow him to pluck up, root up hate, anger, animosity, jealousy. Allow him. Let go today and let God. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. It is awesome listening. I thank God for the way that he used her, even just in general conversation. You may think your conversation with her is general, but it's not. You listen to what she is saying, what you're asking God for, what you're praying for. If you listen to the conversation, you will get your answer. You will get your healing only if you just listen and receive what it is that is being said. We just thank God for each and every one of you as you continue to listen to the broadcast. If the woman of God has blessed you in any way and you all allow God to use her, pull from her as you tune in each and every time, just go to our website, LogianInternationalMinistries.com. That's LOGION. And hit that donate button and plant a seed into the ministry, into her. Or you would say, woman of God, I just want to pay for this broadcast here. Go ahead and sow your seed. Remember, no donation is too small or too great. And know that you're sowing on good ground. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. That's every Friday night. That's tomorrow night now at 11 p.m. Come on, join us. Tear the devil kingdom down. Take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Allow God to do that makeover in you. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. That's 486746, code 3333#. As tomorrow night at 11 p.m., remember, allow God to do the makeover in you. So let go and let God be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
Let God.
He can handle it all.